Here's an Oscar-nominated film you've probably never seen.
You can't control who you love. You can't control who loves you. You can't control how it happens, or when it happens, or why it happens. You can't control any of that stuff.
That's from God of Love, and it's up for an Academy Award for the Best Live-Action Short Film. On Oscar night, do you watch the awards for the best short films in the live-action, animated, and documentary categories and think, I've never heard of any of them? Well, there are short film festivals around the country, and the movies will be available on cable and iTunes later this month. But if you don't get to them, here is Ty Burr, Boston Globe film critic, to give us the scoop. Ty, it's always nice to see you.
Thanks, Monica.
And Ty, you may be one of the few people who's actually seen all 15 Best Picture nominees in the animated, live action, and documentary categories. Do they have an appeal?
Oh, absolutely. A good short film is like a good short story. A good animated short can go any direction visually. I mean, you can really sort of uncork the artistic imagination. And a good documentary short can bring your attention to a subject that you really didn't know about and give you the basics, without having to be feature length.
Let's take the categories one by one, beginning with the best short live action. And just to clarify, that means fiction, but not animated.
That's correct.
You say that this year, all of the nominees in this category were guy films. What do you mean by that? And do you think that they are the best films that were nominated?
Four of the five nominees in the Best Live Action Short are about young boys or young men going through sort of crises of confidence, coming of age stories. They do feel kind of samey. And as somebody who sees a lot of short films, I actually teach a course on short films at a local college, I have to say these are all pretty good, but I don't get the sense that they might be represent the best of what's out there this year.
You say that possibly the best film in this category is from England, Wish 143. It's about a young boy who's dying of cancer and gets an offer from the local Make-A-Wish Foundation.
At the Dreamscape Foundation, we encourage kids to use their imaginations when they're making a wish. So as you can see, wishes range from going to Disneyland to meeting Gary Neville. So don't be afraid to go crazy.
The wish that he wants is one that doesn't really go down well with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He basically wants to have sex before he dies. It's a short film that could have gone very, very wrong, but because of the skill of the writing and the skill of the acting and the fact that it's short and terse and to the point, it gets to you. It's very funny in a very mordant way, and you really come away feeling moved by what this kid is going through.
What are some of the other films that we should be looking at?
The only one that's not a guy film is from Africa. It's called Nawewe. It takes place in the 1990s. It's about a sort of bush bus that gets pulled over by rebels, and everybody's pulled out, and they start separating the Tutsi from the Hutus, and you think the worst is going to happen. And then, by God, it turns into this sort of fluky comedy as everybody on the bus sort of says, well, no, I'm not a Tutsi, because for this reason, everybody has a different reason, and the rebels start getting very, very confused, and it manages to balance being very serious with being actually kind of funny.
Interesting to think of a humorous treatment of genocide.
Humorous within the context of taking it very, very seriously, which is a very tough trick to pull off, and the movie doesn't.
Moving on to the documentary category, one of the films you like is Jed Rothstein's Killing in the Name. Let's listen to a little.
The Muslim community, we let these ideas grow, and we did not speak about it.
Ty, tell us more about the film.
Well, the person we heard speaking was a man named Ashraf El Khaled, who has become well-known in the Middle East and Jordan. He, unfortunately, had the tragedy of a bomb going off at the hotel in which he was celebrating his wedding back in 2005. And he lost 27 members of his family, including both his parents and an in-law. And since that time, he's taken his mission to bring to the Muslim world knowledge of what Muslim terrorists are doing to their own people. And in fact, he's traveling. In the movie, he travels to Indonesia and confronts the students at a madrasa. He tries to have a one-on-one interview with a recruiter for Al-Qaeda who won't meet with him. This movie is pretty tough and really sort of
In your face.
It is in your face. And a lot of people should see this, of any religious denomination, because it really it lays it on the line.
What other documentaries stand out?
The one that I actually think has a good chance of winning is called Poster Girl. It's directed by Sarah Nessen and Mitchell Block, and it is about a returning war veteran, a woman who was a cheerleader in high school, and they're family had all, you know, been in the military, and she signed up and went over to Iraq and came back. And it's about her dealing with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's a wreck.
I have broken rifles that are so much more than pictures to me. They represent my guilt, my disenchantment for the Army, and most of all, that I wish to never have my hands on any trigger or gun that would claim the life of another human being.
I feel like it could have had a slightly broader view, but it also gets real strength from just putting you right next to this woman and what she's going through.
And Ty, I want to take a look at the Best Short Animated Film nominees now, because they do include one that people might actually have seen, and that's the Pixar film Day and Night, directed by Teddy Newton. It was shown in theaters before the main event, Toy Story 3, was shown.
That's right. It's hard to describe. It's basically two sort of blobby guys, one of whom is epitomizes day, one who represents night, and you see the world of night and day through them as they interact. It's a high concept short that actually plays out beautifully. I think it's a work of genius myself. It gets a little preachy. I think the sound clip that you have is the one sound clip you can play, is the one place where it becomes obvious what they're talking about.
Which is this radio coming out of nowhere. It's about the only speaking in the film.
Correct.
Talking about tolerance and accepting people who are different than you, as night is different from day.
They're loaded with prejudices, not based upon anything in reality, but based on if something is new, I reject it immediately because it's frightening to me. What they do instead is just stay with the familiar. You know, to me, the most beautiful things in all the universe are the most mysterious.
Day and Night is one of your favorites, I understand, but you're also a fan of Bastien Dubois's Madagascar, A Journey Diary. This was a beautiful film, I thought.
Yeah, did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's certainly the most artistic of the five nominees. It's like a travel sketchbook turned into a film, with every page drawn and animated in a different style. So you get watercolors and you get oil paints and you get charcoal drawings. And as the filmmaker tours through Madagascar and goes to visit a small town for a funeral, essentially a wake, but crosses the country by bus, and meeting people and seeing, you know, animals and things, and it all comes alive in the most incredibly artistic way through his sketchbook, which comes alive.
There's very little speaking in it. It's mostly music and the beautiful scenes that play out that tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there is a storyline, but mostly it's a travelogue, but unlike any you've seen.
Ty, we have to ask you, is there a point to short films? Are they a way for directors to get their work seen so they can get to direct a full-length feature film? Or is this a whole genre that's an art in and of itself?
Oh, both. Certainly for film students and people trying to break into the business, a short film is a calling card because they're cheap to make, more cost-effective, easy to get into festivals, easier to get into festivals, and especially now with the internet, short film has really taken off with, you know, it's so easy to put these things on YouTube. And in a way, I think short film has become much more vibrant and is reaching a much broader audience because of the internet than it ever has before. But I also think a good short film is absolutely a form in itself. It's to a feature film what poetry can be to prose. It makes its points much more elliptically and sometimes a lot more satisfyingly. I love short films. I think more people should see the best ones that are out there.
We've been talking about the Oscar-nominated short films with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. For more information, including a complete list of nominees, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Ty, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Monica.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Monica Brady-Myrov. Robin Young will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.